Thanksgiving evokes lots of emotions and lots of memories. And today I'm thankful that so many of us, despite our situation around the COVID virus, we are willing and able to gather in this sanctuary. And I give thanks to others who are joining us virtually. But today, I'm encouraged to challenge each and every one of us about giving from God's abundance as we celebrate Thanksgiving. What are we hearing about giving from God's abundance? And I want to draw a specific reference to some words from the gospel reading for today. From John chapter 6 and verse 35, Jesus said to them, and to us by extension, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Thanksgiving is a time when we think about all the things for which we are grateful. And I'm sure among us here, we can generate a list of thousands. But we also reflect on God's generosity. But we do not stay there, for we are mindful that just as God has been generous to us, we must now follow that example in our generosity to each other. And the theme of giving is evident in the scripture readings for today. The idea of giving our first fruits simplifies generosity, makes it very, very simple. And the reading from Deuteronomy chapter 26, which was read by Rudy, addresses tithing. And a literal interpretation of tithing is that one-tenth of our earnings will be returned for God's work. I must say that this is still a common practice for many people of faith. In our time, however, there is often the discussion about whether this should be one-tenth of gross income or one-tenth of net income. And there is a difference, isn't there? Nevertheless, this is a school of thought around tithing which sees giving as a duty to give. And the passage from Deuteronomy reflects the law of the Old Covenant, an obligation for the common good and for an orderly society. So in this context, giving is seen as a duty. But today we embrace the concept of tithing as a discipline, a Christian discipline, in thanksgiving to God for his generosity in providing for us. And Psalm 100, which we read together this morning, reminds us of God's goodness and dependability and urges us to acknowledge God's blessings in our worship and in our praise to him. And just as we know that we can depend on God, we too must learn to depend on each other. Just think about this for a minute. As part of God's church, each of us must know that we are relied on to carry out our responsibilities, responsibilities of the various ministries of the church. We are relied on to share in God's work, to honor our commitments to each other by sharing our gifts. Yes, my friends, we must be faithful, for we are all counting on each other. So let us all look at ways to improve the trust that we place in each other as we seize the opportunities to share God's love for Christian worship and witness. For today we rejoice this Thanksgiving that God has blessed us abundantly, and so we offer all our gifts for the work of the church. Something that has been on my mind for a while, and I'm sure on the mind of many, is a system that's available to us, and it's called pre-authorized giving. I remember many years ago when I got my first job in the Ontario Public Service, a friend of mine introduced me to the credit union, and he said to me, you know, Leonard, have whatever it is, $25, $10, $5, taken from your paycheck every month, and you'd be shocked to know how much that accumulates. And I took that advice. I don't remember how much I was able to put in the credit union, $2 maybe, $5, I don't remember. But what that does, it sets up a discipline of giving or of saving without you ever seeing that money or seeing that happen. I invite you to consider this because it's a simple and convenient way to offer our financial gifts. It helps us as individuals in our personal budgeting, and it also honors God's work to the church. And I dare say that people beyond the church, and sometimes with no faith affiliation, have affirmed that the discipline of financial stewardship has worked well for them. So giving then, as a duty or obligation. Secondly, giving as a sign of dependability, mutual dependence on each other, which we model when we give. And from the reading from Philippians, we are encouraged to be determined in our giving. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, his advice is to keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. And you heard that read by Rudy. It's verse 9 of the reading from Philippians. And here the Apostle Paul was referring to the gift of love and the need to be deliberate and determined in sharing God's love. The love of God through Christ and the love that we share with each other. For it is love that motivated the Apostle Paul, and he urged the Christians in Philippi to rejoice and to be thankful. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let us remember the gift of God's love, his perfect gift that we share with each other. And as we reflect on the gospel reading for today, we hear the Apostle John referring to God's perfect gift, self-described in verse 35 as the bread of life. The bread of life. Now, bread is symbolic of the essential requirements of life, and for these we are thankful. But our gratitude to God must acknowledge all the needs that have been met by our gracious and loving God. Our loving God who provides food for the body and food for the soul. So today let us pause and give thanks to God for all his blessings. And perhaps we might focus on a few things which are most important to us. Today I'm particularly thankful to God for watching over us and keeping us safe in a world where there is so much evil and so much hostility. In a world where there appears to be a growing tendency to promote fear and division among people of various backgrounds. In a climate where many are erecting barriers to harmony. In a world where there appears to be so much senseless violence. I give thanks today for our Christian vocation to promote peace, to give hope, and to be bridges of understanding and reconciliation among people. I know that we can go on and on about the things for which we are thankful. But I just want to give a very personal thank you publicly to some of the people of faith who have nurtured us, both ordained and lay. And I must tell you, today my mind is on the retired Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend Rufus Broome, who just recently celebrated 60 years of priesthood in the church, in the Anglican Communion. And I know that some of us in the room and many others know of Bishop Broome from the days when many of us were in the Anglican Young People's Association, because it is through leaders, church leaders like Bishop Broome and others, many of you here in the room, who keep our young people in the church. And I want to give thanks for all of our youth leaders who nurture and encourage our young people to come to church. Today, I'm truly thankful for anyone in youth ministry and all parents, all guardians, all aunts, uncles, grandparents who keep on encouraging our young people to come to church. So let us take the gospel message to all so that the whole world may be joyful in the Lord, as our psalm for today reminds us. Jesus described himself in John 6:35 as the bread of life, vital to our very existence. And this bread of life continues to sustain us by the grace of God. So this Thanksgiving, let us give with grateful hearts, as we have been given. For we must be generous to others as God has been generous to us. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So let us give thanks for God's precious gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, who offers us much more than food, but offers us healing and salvation. And so my siblings, my sisters, and my brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you today in the name of God, whose Father, whose Son, and whose Holy Spirit, and God's people will say, Amen.